We're in a brief series right now called The Life of Faith. I want to remind you, faith is so important to our life as a believer. I mean, faith is how we're saved. It's by grace through faith. We just can't be saved without faith. We've got to believe. Faith is how we receive of all of the promises of God. You know, Jesus said a lot of things like Matthew 9:29, according to your faith, let it be to you. Matthew 8:13, as you have believed, so let it be done for you. I believe that the words of Jesus are timeless, that they're for us today too. We need to realize that a lot of our life as a believer is dependent upon us believing. As you have believed, so let it be done for you. See, God responds to faith. Some people get really upset with the Lord because they think that God should respond to need. I mean, you look around the world, there is all kinds of needs, amen? And you don't have to look around the world, though. You can look in our community, you can look in your own household and say, Lord, there are needs here. You can do anything. Why aren't you doing something about these needs? And it's amazing how people can just kind of drift over into passing judgment on the Lord. Why doesn't he do this and why doesn't he do that? Well, I want to tell you something. You see, God does not move because of need. He knows what we have need of before we even ask, right? But we still have to ask. And the scripture tells us over and over that we are to ask in faith. Not just asking, you know, like it's just some ritual we go through, but we ask in faith as we pray and we tell our Father what we have need of. Now, last week, I shared a message titled The Call of Faith, and we looked at Abraham as an example of someone who answered the call of faith. And tonight's message is The Way of Faith. We're going to look at Moses as an example tonight. Psalm 103 and verse 7, it tells us this: He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the children of Israel. See, the children of Israel, they saw his acts. They saw the mighty miracles that God did. But Moses knew his ways. Moses knew him in an intimate way that the children of Israel didn't. And we want to know his ways. We want to understand. Here's a really powerful truth about the Lord. His way is the way of faith. This is the way that he moves and works. And if we keep that truth in our hearts and minds, I want to tell you, it'll help us understand the Lord, but it'll also help us to daily choose to live by faith. His way, you see, is the way of faith. It's not the way of the flesh, the strength of man, the ways of man. See, the way of the flesh is for us to live by our senses. What we see, what we hear, what we feel, that's just carnal man. 2 Corinthians 5:7, we talked about this verse last week, but we walk by faith, not by sight. The way of faith is living by God's word. It's living by what is unseen rather than just going by what we see with the natural eye. It's relying on God and obeying God because we trust him. To walk by sight, that's the way of natural man. In other words, it comes natural to us to live by the senses. What we see, what we hear, what we feel, and get this one, what we can reason out with the natural mind. That's the natural way. That's the default mode for us. But when we really go the way of faith, sometimes it goes against what you see. It goes against what you feel. It goes against what you can reason out with the natural mind. But I want you to understand this. This is not crazy land. We're not trusting in man. We're not trusting in things. We're trusting an almighty God who cannot lie. We're trusting him and we're trusting in his word. That's the way of faith. And so, yes, sometimes the way of faith is not going to make sense. Sometimes it may not be the reasonable thing or look like the wise thing by human standards, but we trust God. That's the way of faith. And you know, here's something you need to understand about the way of faith. When you go the way of faith, you're going to see supernatural things. Those who walk by sight, they don't see much of the supernatural. And many times, even when it happens right in front of them, they don't even see it. It's amazing to me how that people don't recognize miracles or they refuse to believe miracles, even though it happens and they can see it and they can hear about it and know about it. But what's really crazy to me, do you realize that when Jesus walked this earth and he did all kinds of miracles, there were still a lot of people that didn't believe? Isn't that wild? I mean, they actually saw him do these things, and yet their hearts were so predetermined to not believe that they wouldn't even believe even though they saw. Here's the thing. We got to believe even when we don't see. That's how we're, you see, we're going to live this life of faith and go the way of faith. We believe even when we don't see it, we believe. We don't walk by sight. We walk by faith. And we're going to read about Moses in Hebrews chapter 11. And I would encourage you to read more of the story of Moses. And you can start with the book of Exodus. But we're just going to stick with Hebrews 11 tonight and talking about Moses. Hebrews 11, 23 through 29. It says, by faith, Moses, when he was born, was hidden 3 months by his parents because they saw he was a beautiful child and they were not afraid of the king's command. And I realize that most of you know this story, but some may not. And I'm just going to give you a few details. But Pharaoh in Egypt had commanded that all of the male children be put to death. And his family, by faith, hid him. And in Exodus, let's read on verse 24. By faith, Moses, when he became of age, he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. You see, this is just amazing how this happened. They put him out in a basket. And if you know the story, Pharaoh's daughter finds this baby, Moses, and she decides to take him into her household and to raise him as her own. But Moses, verse 25, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he looked to the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. By faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he who destroyed the firstborn should touch them. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, whereas the Egyptians attempting to do so were drowned. Moses' life shows us over and over great principles of faith. He went the way of faith. I'm going to say it again. The way of faith is trusting God. The way of faith is obeying God. The way of faith is the supernatural. The way of faith is not going by how you feel and what your old flesh wants to do. It is not the natural way. It's not man's wisdom. It's not human ability and strength. The way of faith is God's way. God deals with his people the faith way. So here's Moses. He's born in slavery. The people of God have been in Egypt as slaves for 400 years now. And when all of the boys were put to death by faith, he was put in a basket in the Nile, taken in to Pharaoh's household. And then they want somebody to come and to take care of this baby. And somehow, not somehow, miraculously, God arranges it where Moses' mother is the woman that's going to take care of him. This is no accident. I just want to tell you that God always knows what he's doing, and he can always work out the details. We need to learn to go the way of faith. In Acts 7:22, it says, "And Moses was learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptians, and he was mighty in words and deeds." You see, being raised in Pharaoh's household, Moses, he would have had great power and wealth. I mean, he had education, he had position, he had contacts, he knew all the right people. You know, there's some that say that he might have even become Pharaoh eventually. Who knows? But instead, he chose to suffer with the people of God. Can you imagine? I mean, he could have lived this amazing life with all the money, all the pleasures that he wanted, but he chooses to suffer with the people of God instead. When he saw one of his Hebrew brothers being mistreated, he killed the man who was mistreating him. I just got to say, now this was not the way of faith. This was the way of the flesh. He ended up a fugitive from Egypt. No power, no wealth, no position. And here's the thing. On some level, I think his intentions were good. I mean, in a sense, he was trying to do the right thing. You know, he's trying to protect those who are being hurt. He's trying to bring some justice here, you know, trying to stop what's going on here. But, you know, killing somebody and having to hide their body in the sand is probably never really the right thing. You know what I'm saying? But he was trying to stand up for the weak. His motive was right. It's just the way he went about it was all wrong. And I have to tell you, I see this a whole lot in our generation today. So many people, they're trying to do the right thing, but they're going about it in the arm of the flesh. They're going about it man's way, just like Moses did in this instance. And you see, the Lord wants us to rely on him. He doesn't want us to just try to do it by ourselves. He wants us to go the way of faith where we are relying upon him and we do things his way. See, Moses had some things that he had to learn. And so he ends up with no power, no wealth, no position, just the smelly clothes of a shepherd. He's exiled from Egypt, and for 40 years, he takes care of sheep. God is getting this man ready. I just have to say a couple of things about this. When God does bring him back, he's been shepherding sheep for 40 years. He has no fame, no money, no power on his own. I just have to tell you, the way of faith isn't always the way of fame and fortune. And it seems like sometimes people today, oh my goodness, I'm trying not to let my flesh come out here. I want to go the way of faith. But I got to tell you, somehow people today, they say this stuff about you know, they think if the rich and famous get saved, and, you know, if we just get some billionaires saved, if we just get these movie stars, we just get these athletes saved, oh, then we're going to really reach the world. I want to tell you, God doesn't need the rich and famous. Because what we're depending on, you see, we're looking to man. We're trusting in man. We think man can get it done. God had to take this man who was mighty in word and deed and take him to the backside of the desert for 40 years until he was nobody. And now he's fit for use for the Almighty God. And some of you, you think you're nobody. Well, God might just use you. Because he gets all the glory that way. We don't need big shots to get God's work done. We need to move away from that attitude. It is God that gets all the glory. And I'm telling you, this is the way of faith where we're not trusting in man. We're not trusting in man, in money or talents and abilities. We're trusting in God. Whatever it is that God wants to do in our lives and in our generation, it is God that makes the difference. He's the one that brings the change. He's the one that brings the miracles. Man gets way too much glory in our generation. Too much emphasis on man's ability. I mean, maybe if we just get enough money and influence and power, we won't even need the Lord's help. God forbid. That's not the way of faith. I want to read this again. When Moses was 40, the scripture says, and Moses was learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptians, and he was mighty in words and deeds. Mighty in words and deeds. The way of faith is the way of humility. Some of you need to jot that one down. The way of faith is the way of humility. I've actually seen where some people almost turn faith into a prideful thing. The way of faith is the way of humility. When God sent him back, what did he say to God? He said, I can't speak. What happened to the guy that was mighty in word and deed? And now he says, I can't speak. I mean, he kept on until it finally angered the Lord. God says, who made man's mouth? But Moses had learned humility. He had no confidence in his ability. And here's the amazing thing about Moses, you see. Once he learned real good. Because even after all of the miracles that happened, God used him so powerfully. This is what the scripture says about him in Numbers 12:3. Now the man Moses was very humble, more than all men who were on the face of the earth. The Bible says that Moses was the most humble man in the whole world. This is what the scripture says about him. Here was a man that God could use, because the way of faith is the way of humility. You see, as long as there's pride, we're still thinking that we can do it. We're relying on ourselves. The way of faith is relying on God, that we know we can't do it without God. He's the one that has to make it happen. Moses' way, that first time, you see, when he was 40, his way got him in trouble when he killed that Egyptian. We should always rely on God and trust God and not just take things into our own hands and try to do things without the Lord's help. The way of faith is relying on God. See, Moses just had to do what God told him to do. That's all. Moses couldn't do any miracles on his own. He couldn't get the children of Israel out of Egypt. What's he going to do? Kill all the Egyptians one at a time and hide them all in the sand? It's not going to work. All he had to do was just trust God and rely on God and do what God told him. And I want you to understand that, you see, the way of faith is relying on God. If we'll just do what we're supposed to do and leave the rest to God, rely on the Lord. Too often we try to accomplish things in our own strength instead of trusting the Lord and really relying on Him. And I'm going to say, you know, I always like to clarify, I'm not saying that you don't have to go to work and you don't have to fulfill your responsibilities. You know better than that. We do what we're supposed to do. I'm just saying that those things, too much of the time, we just rely on ourselves instead of trusting God and believing that God will help us to do those things. I know a little bit about being a parent. And I can tell you this, that you can try your very best and you can read the books and you can do everything you know to do and you can still be a failure if you leave the Lord out. You see, I'm talking about everyday life, real life where all of us live. The way of faith, yes, you do your best. Yes, you do what you're supposed to. But you don't ever leave God out. You acknowledge humbly that you need His help, that you're relying upon Him. Yes. And I'm going to tell you this, there's a whole lot of parents that, well, we learn the hard way sometimes that we got to humble ourselves, that we need God's help. And I'm just telling you how much better if we just, everything we're going to do in life, we say, Lord, I'm learning. I'm old and I'm still learning, y'all. But when I drive in DFW, I used to think I was a good driver. It doesn't matter how good a driver you are. Without the Lord's help, but for His mercy and His grace, you can't control what other drivers do. I'm just telling you, you see, everything we do, we need to be relying on God and doing those things by faith, trusting that God is going to take care of it. But Moses, this guy, he stood alone and challenged Pharaoh and the whole kingdom of Egypt. Crazy man. No, he's just doing what God told him to do. And the Lord brought Pharaoh and the whole kingdom of Egypt to their knees. He trusted God. He obeyed God. That's the way of faith. One man, no army, no weapons, stands before Pharaoh and makes demands. That's not reasonable, right? That doesn't make sense. That's not man's wisdom. No, but the way of faith, it's supernatural. Egypt had the most powerful army in the known world. That army is at Pharaoh's command, and yet Moses stands before him with no power of his own, but he stands before him with faith in God. And I tell you that God wants to use us that way, where we are just trusting Him, relying on Him. What are you facing in your life? Don't just rely on your own wisdom and your own ability and your own power. Trust Him. You got obstacles, challenges, goals maybe that seem unreachable. How are you going to reach those goals? The way of faith, that's what works. The way of faith is the way to victory. It was for Moses, wasn't it? And it is for us. In 1 John 5:4, the scripture says, whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. That's it. You see, the way of faith is the way to victory. When you go the way of faith, you're going to have victory over your adversary. You're going to have victory. Listen, I know you got battles, but you're going to have victory over debt and sickness and fear and habitual sin. You can get that new job. You can be released in a new area of ministry. Whatever it is, I'm just telling you, see, it's not hard for God. What's impossible with man is not impossible with God. Sounds easy, right? Why doesn't everyone go the way of faith? Here's the part we don't want to hear. Because sometimes the way of faith is the way of trials and difficulty and sacrifice and suffering. Oh, we read it about Moses, that rather than stay in Pharaoh's house, he chose rather to suffer with the people of God. You got to know this. The way of faith is a fight of faith. That's what the Apostle Paul called it. So no, it's not the easy way. You got to know that there's going to be a fight and the opportunity for you to be discouraged and to quit. When God called Moses back from the desert to bring deliverance to his people, he'd been living a quiet life as a shepherd for 40 years. And now, going the way of faith, he's going to step into a world of turmoil and conflict. So yeah, sometimes going the way of faith, it's not going to be easy. I mean, for Moses, there was all kinds of racial strife and political issues and economic issues. I mean, the Egyptians are not going to let the Israelites just leave. They've been their slaves for 400 years. If they leave, their economy is going to collapse. And then all the religious controversy and conflict. I'm just telling you, the way of faith is not a cakewalk. Sometimes you're going to get persecuted. And we got to stop this stuff. When Christians get persecuted, we all get mad and we're going to get them. How do we forget the words of our Savior? Blessed are you when you are persecuted for righteousness' sake. He says we're supposed to leap and jump for joy. We're not supposed to get mad, hate on them. That's the way of the flesh, the way of man, the way of faith. We do what Jesus said and we rejoice. Because I want to tell you something. God wants us to reach those people, not hate them. Moses. Moses was cursed and hated. But a lot of people sure would love to trade places with this guy who spoke to God face to face as a man with his friend. You think of all the great miracles and the mighty deliverance the Lord brought through Moses. Moses leads the children of Israel through the Red Sea on dry ground. The waters come crashing in and kill the whole entire Egyptian army. All these great victories. Doesn't sound like sacrifice and suffering. But Moses wasn't always celebrated. He was hated many times. The very people that God used him to lead out of Egypt, they hated him. They talked bad about him all the time, again and again. And Moses would intercede for him before the Lord. There was a time when the Lord said, I'm just going to wipe them out and start over with you. And Moses intercedes for these people. We need some of that in our day. Some people even wanted to stone Moses. And I'm going to tell you, some people will not understand when you live for Christ and you do what's right. Sometimes it may even be people in your own family. Like Miriam and Aaron, Moses' brother and sister, when they opposed him. Moses put his life on the line to lead this probably million plus people around the desert until a new generation was raised up that went the way of faith. But for Moses, it was almost a continual trial, one battle or another. But he trusted God, I just want to tell you, though, you don't expect it to be easy. It gets easier to trust him because he doesn't let you down. The battles don't get easier, but it gets easier to trust the Lord. The more you do it, the more you see, the more you know. He's trustworthy. The way of faith, it's the way of patience. We always want everything instant, especially in our day and time. But the Lord never does do things on our timetable or our schedule. We want God to just instantly rearrange situations and circumstances. I mean, why didn't God give Moses a burning bush back in Egypt before he killed the Egyptian? Why didn't he just jump straight to that 10th plague where all the firstborn died? Here's what I know. God knows what he's doing. He knew that Moses had some learning to do on the backside of the desert. And he knew that the children of Israel, just look at it this way. All of these great plagues and miracles that happen, and then they get out there in the desert, and it's not long at all, and they're all like, we want to go back to our slavery. God was preparing his people. But in our lives, you know, it's the same way. God works in our lives a lot of the time. We just have to persevere. We just have to be patient, trust in the Lord. The way of faith, I'm telling you, it is the way of patience. So many people, they just detour from the way of faith because it took longer than they wanted. They were waiting for the right job or the right ministry opportunity, the right guy or girl. By the way, anybody can get a guy or girl, and getting the right one, that's different. The right one comes by trusting God, being patient. Stick with the way of faith. You know, a lot of times Satan will send an easy way out just to keep us from God's best. And you hear that voice. Well, this might be your last chance. God has the only chance you need. Satan always will try to set us up with a detour from God's best. It's one of the ways that he steals, kills, and destroys. Tries to get us to take another way because it looks good. But God's best always comes by faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. So when you think you can't stand it any longer, just decide to trust a little longer. Just trust. James 5, 10 and 11, it says, my brethren, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord as an example of suffering and patience. Indeed, we count them blessed who endure. You've heard of the perseverance of Job and seen the end intended by the Lord, that the Lord is very compassionate and merciful. Job went through so much, but God intended good for Job, and he blessed him with twice what he had before. We need to remember this. You see, when we're persevering, when we're being patient and going through the ringer, we need to remember that our God's intentions are for good and to bless us. And if we'll just trust him, if we'll just be patient, we'll see it. Faith's not always a shortcut. Sometimes it seems like the long way, but it's worth it. Sometimes the way of faith is the way of misunderstanding. Your parents, your children, your friends may not understand. It certainly was that way for Moses. It was that way for Jesus. In Mark 3, 20 and 21, The multitude came together so that they could not so much as eat bread. But when his own people heard about this, they went out to lay hold of him, for they said, he's out of his mind. They thought Jesus had lost his mind. And sometimes if you're living by faith and doing what God wants you to do, there are going to be some people that think you're just lost your mind. Because it's not always the reasonable way, the natural way. It's the supernatural way. But if you go the way of faith, it'll make some people uncomfortable. You're trusting God and they don't understand. And I want to tell you, sometime you may not understand somebody else's walk of faith. But you need to encourage them. Don't you dare take on a whole bunch of worldly reasoning and go try to talk somebody out of believing God. It's the worst thing that you can do. Anybody know the story of the young prophet and the old prophet? You're going to have to read this one in the Bible, and I'm not even going to give you the reference tonight. But this young prophet, the Lord told him to go and prophesy, and he said, now don't stop and eat anything on the way home. And so this old prophet, he says to him, he says, well, the Lord told me that it was all right, that you could come eat with me. So he does. And then the old prophet tells him, well, you disobeyed the Lord, now you're going to be killed on the way home. And he got eaten by a lion. One of the weirdest stories in the Bible. But you know what that says to me? Well, number one, you better obey God when God speaks to you and don't listen to what other people say. When you know that you've heard from God, you don't need to hear what other people have to say about it. But it also says to me that when somebody has heard from God, it is so wrong for us to try to straighten them out. Well, I got some of you thinking anyway. Some of you can't wait to go home and see if that story really is in the Bible. You're going to AI it on the way out. I know how you do. The way of faith is the way of spiritual growth. Listen, if we go the way of human wisdom, we just try to do things on our own and our own strength, and we may even manage to get some things done, but we won't grow in our faith and we won't grow in our relationship with the Lord. Just think about Moses and the children of Israel, probably a million people, and he heads out in the wilderness. I wonder how many McDonald's they need to seat a million people. You know what I'm saying? How's he going to feed these people? Well, we know. We look back, we read the Bible, and we say, God provided. God made a way. And I'm just telling you that the same God that made a way for Moses and the children of Israel, he loves us and he's at work in our life and he can make a way. Here's a really strange thought. If Moses would have stayed in Pharaoh's house and become rich and been a big shot, do you know what most Christians would say about him? He was a success. Money and power and fame, influence. Wow, what a success he is. You know how I know that? Because that's what they do in our day and time. And Moses laid all of that down. But you see, you can have all of that. You see, Moses would have been just like all of the Pharaohs. They all died in emptiness. It doesn't matter what the world thinks of success. True success is when you fulfill the purpose of God in your life. And to do that, you got to go the way of faith. Remember, Moses chose to suffer with the people of God, but it also says because of the reward. You see, he knew that there was something more than just these earthly things. And we need to know that, that the way of faith is the way to the ultimate reward, to be with Christ forever. And I just have to get this one in here one more time, that the way of faith is the way of intimacy with the Lord. You think about Moses, the man who spoke to God face to face as a man with his friend. I mean, Moses had a relationship with the Lord like no one else. How? Because he believed. He walked this way of faith. And I want to tell you, as you walk by faith, it brings you closer. You see, as you're relying on God, you're trusting God, you're making decisions as you pray and you trust God, and even the things that maybe you know how to do, you're going to God and you're saying, Lord, I know I need your help today. Lord, help me to say the right thing. Help me to do the right thing. Lord, help me to have the right attitude. You're constantly asking for God's help and relying on him. I want to tell you, there's something that's happening here. You're becoming more and more intimate with the Lord in your life. He's involved in everything. That's the way the Lord wants it to be for us. That's the way of faith. Always relying, trusting, obeying the Lord. And the way of faith brings glory to God because it shows God's ability, not man's ability. You see, when it's God that parts the waters, when he's the one that made the way, you give him all the glory and we touch none of it. The way of faith. I just encourage you, keep going in your path, the way of faith. Stand with me. We're going to pray. I'll let you be dismissed.